Esther Ashton, 717 Shaheen Circle. I'm the tribal administrator for Wrangell Cooperative Association, and I would like to thank the DEC for responding to Dr. Zamzow's report and some of her concerns and for doing some of that testing. I do find it unfortunate that Dr. Zamzow couldn't be involved tonight. She had an extremely busy week and is flying out in a couple of hours to come home. At this point, I wouldn't say that it's accurate that she feels that all of the issues are addressed or that the WCA is completely relieved by the results from the testing. She spoke with me briefly today, and she said that she felt that in some of the testing that the point was missed of understanding the mechanism for release of the pore water and the stockpile. She was hoping to look at information on iron data and to see how that would work into the mechanism for leaching occurring. And this is all talking to Kendra. And what she's going to do is she's going to write all of this down, because obviously she's the expert, and provide that response to the DEC on what her concerns are after reading the DEC's response. She said she was concerned that lead and phosphorus were in all the pore water tests and that it wasn't always elevated, but it was always there. And she was asking, was there too much Ecobond added to it, or how do we understand why this was found on the test in the tests? Those were a couple of things that Kendra had said, and she will, like I said, have her own response. But I just had a couple questions in looking at the report myself. My understanding of a monofill is that a monofill can only contain one contaminated material, and according to the report, there were diesel range organics, there was naphthalene, zinc, and chromium that were also found. So I guess my question to the DEC tonight is, the construction of a monofill is only supposed to be one contaminated material, so how are we constructing a monofill when the there are those other contaminants in place?
Yeah, it's for one type of waste, and this is, it's polluted soil from one site, so we do feel comfortable that it meets our regulatory criteria for a monofill. I mean, it's one waste stream. It's not
drums.
A mixture of like household waste and industrial waste. It's just contaminated soil that's been stabilized.
It can have multiple contaminants in it.
Yep.
But the Ecobond doesn't specifically address like diesel range organics and all the other contaminants that are currently in there from leaching. That won't prevent those items from leaching. The Ecobond is specifically for the lead, correct?
Correct.
That's correct. So the diesel range organics are slightly elevated. They are found, but their levels are right at or slightly above our migration to groundwater criteria, which are conservative default criteria. And that's inside the cell. And there is quite a lot of organics. So the organic carbon and background organics that are in the soil from the wood waste that was mixed into the material can skew the results on the one end, but also on the beneficial side can retain the diesel from migrating and leaching out. So in either case, we are monitoring the French drain water for diesel range organics. And if we find those, as we told Kendra, we would be installing a treatment system to treat that. It actually has to get out of the cell, though. And so we did find things in the stockpile, but the environment inside the stockpile is not necessarily representative of what's going to get out. So the only way to find that out is to sample the water and find out what would actually come out, what concentrations, typically lower than what we're finding. So that's the way that we will determine that. But we don't anticipate high levels. We certainly don't anticipate levels coming out that are higher than what we're seeing there. So we're heartened by what we see in the pool water.
Okay. And then my second question And regarding the contaminated material with the diesel range and the zinc and chromium, Kendra was going to address that in her report. My next question was the oily contamination. You tested the one well, and the other two wells are no longer in existence where the oily sheen was found. I had asked Kendra, is testing that one well sufficient to make sure that you're not constructing a monofill on an already contaminated site? And she did say that the soil would need to be tested to determine if that is a contaminated site. Can you construct a monofill on an already contaminated site?
Well, for one thing, we can't, there's no soil to test because it was a rock pit, so we have just bedrock. So the best way to find out what's in the water is really to test the water, not the rock or the soil. What was reported when the wells were installed by the Otna crew in 2016 was a sheen on the groundwater. And ever since, we've sampled in the fall and we've sampled again this spring, we have not seen a sheen. In addition, the results of the sampling from the groundwater have not shown any volatile organic compounds, any naphthalene, any diesel residual or gasoline. So the source of that contamination might have been an incidental, it might have been runoff from the buried crushed trucks or vehicles that were found later at the site that had run, you know, onto the area where they were installing the wells. That's a possibility. It's hard to say. I think we need more data points from the groundwater to be certain. We typically require like 4 rounds, so we need to sample more. But you know, we're going to install additional wells in the rock pit anyway, and sample those, and so we'll know for certain if there's a real problem. But just a sheen, a very small amount of petroleum can cause a sheen, as most of you know. So it may have been just an ephemeral spill that was observed. So we don't see this as a contaminated site.
Okay, so I guess my concern was that the testing had not happened yet to determine if it is a contaminated site, and the additional wells will be installed after the monofill is complete. So basically you're testing to make sure you're not on a contaminated site after the monofill has already been constructed.
Well, you know, I don't think we're in a contaminated site. We haven't seen any evidence in the groundwater that's there. And that well is downgradient of the water inside the pit. So we don't, you know, it's not like there's no mixing of water in the aquifer. There's going to be mixing, and we would see it in that well. But an additional sample, I mean, you can't remediate the groundwater if there is contamination down there. I don't think it would be, it's such a low concentration. It's best that you just monitor it, so.
And the additional wells aren't being put in to see if there's a problem from the sheen that was identified earlier on. It's in response to concerns about the potential for leaching from the monofill. So we want to put in additional wells so that we can have data to actually answer that question and share the results.
Exactly. But in the report that Sally had provided, it had stated in relation to the oily contamination issue brought up by Kendra that those two wells would be tested after construction for the oily sheen. So I just wanted to point out that
they'll be tested for petroleum. Okay, you can't really test for oily sheen. That's a visual test.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's also because there's petroleum in the soil.
We're going to have to stop this here in a few minutes. So.
Okay. So wrap it up. Okay. Okay. Really quickly, fractured bedrock. I didn't see that, the issue of the fractured bedrock.
What's the
Kendra,
question?
Kendra had put in her report the fact that the monofill will be constructed on a site that does have fractured bedrock, that pit actually has is a fractured bedrock site.
Yep.
And we were, to me, that was a concern because you're putting it in a monofill with no underlayment or leachate collection system.
Well, we are collecting drainage from there, and it's flowing out to a catch basin through a French drain system. So we don't see that it's going to go into the groundwater. And in discussions with a Phaeton Transport modeler with Weston, the groundwater is so is shallow and is more likely to be pushing up water into the surface water system rather than pulling it in. But we have, you know, we're going to put groundwater wells in to test for that, so we'll know.
So just to finish up, Kristen, I've never had the chance to meet you or speak with you, but just wanted to explain why WCA and some community members are so concerned about this specific area. Pats Lake is the only lake on the road system that are accessible to our residents, and it's extremely highly utilized by our citizens for recreation. In addition to the fact that the area around the monofill is used for traditional subsistence gathering activities, for hunting, for fishing in the streams, for berry picking and medicinal gathering. So when we had heard about this, that's why there was great concern that the monofill is potentially being placed in this highly utilized area. So it's a very precious place to all of us. Lastly, I will just say that we had our annual health fair, and we wanted to just find out what other Wrangell residents felt about this, because there had not been a survey or a lot of opportunity for public involvement. So we just put out a quick brief survey. It was taken by 77 people at the health fair, and we had asked if they used the Pats Creek area for recreating, for fishing and hunting. 97.4 people said yes, and 2.6 said no. We asked, are you in favor of the proposed Pat Creek monofill location? 6.9% said yes, and 93% said they were not in favor of the location. We asked, do you feel the public involvement process was sufficient for the Pat Creek monofill? 14.6% said yes, and 85.3% said they did not. So it was just an impromptu survey that we did, like I said, at the local health fair, and those were our results of how the people that answered that survey felt. We had asked who were where they could check if they were tribal members or not. 65% of the respondents were non-tribal members, and 35% were tribal members. So with that, again, I'd like to thank you for responding to Kendra's report. We really appreciate the efforts. And Kendra will be completing her reply. I don't have an exact date on when she's going to have that completed, but just as soon as she does, we'll get that to you.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you.